Thank you, Mr. Chair, and for giving me the floor once again. But I do think that this is quite an important debate, because the concept of intersectionality is it's a theoretical framework that exists since the 80s. And it really allows us to understand how aspects of a person's social and political identity can be combined and create a different type of discrimination. And I think historically, indeed, it comes from the combination of race and gender. But these days, intersectionality, I mean, there are plenty of publications on this terminology. It's not something that comes out of the blue. In the end, the whole idea of intersectionality is that it shows how two or more forms of discrimination co-constitute and how they shape each other. So if you are at the same time, and I'm putting this a bit out there as an example, if you come from a poor background and you belong to a religious minority and you happen to be a woman and you happen to have to be black, for example, clearly the discrimination that you will be facing as a person, as an individual, is much more complex and complicated than if you only fall into one of these categories, to say so. And it means that as governments, as policymakers, we need to take this into account, how these different forms of discrimination can actually build it up, you know. And the intersectional approach is a policy whereby we try to better understand the reality of discrimination and thus also design better equality policies. And it's the severity of multiple marginalization that we need to take into account in our policies if we want to achieve full equality. And that's what's behind this terminology. And I found it important to share this because it is a known concept, as far as I know.